The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome to this 30 minutes now of mindfulness meditation. And sometimes I think that there are two mutually supportive aspects of mindfulness meditation, that they are, and that they can work together. So the first is to relax, to release whatever tension that might be held in the mind or the body or the heart. And if there is no tension that's discerned, then of course one should not keep relaxing. At some point, relaxation doesn't really become relevant. And the relaxation is not the same thing as slumping or collapsing. There is an alertness and an uprightness, which is related to the second aspect, and that is the practice of clear recognition. Where there's a quality of attentiveness that is a little bit more maybe acute than in everyday life, where there's a clarity to our experience of the present moment that allows us to register or see or experience, know what is happening in the present moment in a particular way. And different times it's more being aware, more feeling, more experiencing, more knowing, more what some people would call a recognition. And that special way is to be aware without interfering with what we are aware of. So not to tighten up, hold on, not to have expectations, not try to make something happen, not try to pull away or push away. But there's a quality of freedom in the clear recognition. So this idea of relaxing and kind of relaxing and opening the awareness up to really be here with what's here. Part of this clear awareness can be expressed that it's to allow whatever we know to be here. So there's no pushing or denying anything, pushing away or denying. And there's no holding on and clinging to anything. And there's a kind of deep respect to all things. It's a deep kind of allowance. And one of the things that leads to is discovering that it's trustable to allow the Dharma to move through us, to allow phenomena as they arise and pass to come and go and evolve and change and process. But the key to it is a clear recognition where we kind of get out of the way. We're not kind of, you know, we're not, the agenda of the self doesn't come into play. So this relaxing helps the clear knowing be relaxed and easeful. And the clear recognition helps us to stay alert and clear. It also helps us to recognize when what needs to be clearly recognized is the tension we have. Because if it's not easy to relax, then we shouldn't spend a lot of time trying to do it, but rather bring this loving, careful attention to what's going on here. And sometimes what we learn to relax is not the tensions in our body, but we relax the tensions in the mind in relationship to that. So these two things, to relax and have clear recognition and discover how to be aware, that gets out of the way and allows the Dharma to move through us. So to take an upright posture, or a posture that allows you to be a little bit more alert, maybe there's a little energy in the posture. For people who lie down on their back, sometimes that's found by the forearm is, the upper arm might be parallel to the bed or the floor, but the upper arms are pointing straight up towards the ceiling, one of them or both of them. And that not only gives a little energy, but also gives the indication when we're starting to lose that, you know, it falls over the arm. And gently closing the eyes. And perhaps using a few deep breaths to really relax the larger tensions and holdings of the body. Breathing in deeply, and then a long exhale that really allows the shoulders and the belly to relax and let go. Sometimes if there's a long exhale, it's like progressive relaxation of the shoulders. Just step by step, it kind of like a little bit and a little bit more. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And still it's useful to relax, to soften. Softening in the face. Softening, relaxing the shoulders. Maybe the area of the shoulder blades. Maybe you can open up your chest a bit and then see how you can relax your shoulders. And softening the belly. And then maybe relaxing, softening the mind. Imagining the mind is like the surface of a choppy waters. And the wind dies down and the surface of the lake, the waters, spreads out wide and still and quiet. Then perhaps inside the mind, somewhere inside, is the place from which you know or are aware or you experience things. Often the location for where we, our sense of self might be. And as you exhale, maybe soften, relax. Dissolve that center into the wide field of the mind. And as you exhale, at the end of the exhale, soften, relax a little bit into the pause between the exhale and inhale. The ever so slight momentary pause, so that you can allow for the inhale to arise on its own out of that pause, and you receive it. Awareness receives. Clear recognition receives the inhale. Clear recognition allows the exhale. And continuing clear awareness of breathing. But if something else occurs in the body, the mind, the heart, that's more compelling than the breathing, see if there's some way you can relax about its presence and practice clear awareness, non-interfering attention, as if it has permission to be there, no problem. And you practice clear awareness of it until you're ready to begin again on your breathing. If you are floating away in thinking, practice clear recognition of thinking. And see if there's any tension involved or pressure in thinking that can be relaxed. And perhaps renew your practice of clear recognition, clear awareness of the present moment, and begin again with your breathing. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to imagine what relaxed, clear recognition would be like when gazing upon the joys and sorrows of the world. What would it be like if you were able to stay relaxed, clearly recognizing the great Bodhisattva of compassion, the great embodiment of compassion, is sometimes named the one who sees the suffering of the world. And to see, to gaze upon the sorrows and joys of the world with relaxed, clear recognition. And in so doing, maybe the channels of recognition can touch the tenderness and the warmth, the places of care in our hearts, the place that, where the heart is nourished, nurtured by the goodness of the world. By our own goodness. And from this place of being touched, to consider how wonderful it would be if the suffering of the world could be transformed so that people are freed of that suffering. Freed of oppression, injustice, freed of greed and hatred, and may it be so. As we end the sitting, wishing, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we learn to share this happiness, safety, peace, and freedom with each other.